Smitty. Good morning. How are you?
How are we doing, Glass? Morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Hello, Margaret. Another week.
It
warm
is.
Week.
Yeah, finally.
Thanks,
finally.
Glass. Thanks,
my
Glass. Thanks, Glass.
Well, IU baseball opens up tomorrow. It might be a little wet, but it's going to be warm and wet. But we'll get to that next hour. As hour number one, Joe, the South Panthers, I can't, is 18 in a row now, isn't it?
19.
See, that's what I added them up earlier. I thought I got to 19 and thought I was on it. And well-deserving victors, not a surprise as we thought with that winning streak coming in on their home court. They would be the favorites in the Bloomington South Sectional, and the favorites took home the trophy in advance to regional play. Congratulations to JR and the Southsiders.
Well, using the script that has been constant all season long in what is now a 21-2 season, J.R. Holmes and the sixth-ranked South Panthers back on top, reigning as the 2015 sectional champs as defense and rebounding, keying South's 18th sectional crown. It's 16th under the Hall of Fame coach, and ousting defending champion North Saturday night, 57-42. Its win streak now 19 and headed to the Seymour Regional Saturday to face conference Indiana foe Franklin Central in the 10 o'clock opener. The Cougars had one brief 9-8 lead Saturday night, and it was all purple and white as senior Logan Kirby recorded his third double of the year, 12 points and 13 rebounds. Junior guard Tucker Blackwell had 18 as the Panthers positioned themselves for an opportunity now to win its fifth regional title in 9 years in what is the strongest regional field this year in Class 4A, what with number 5 New Albany and number 2 ranked Evansville Wrights, and they can add its name to the roster if they beat Castle later tonight in the snow-delayed sectional down at Evansville North. The Panthers held North to 31% shooting, commanded the boards, and broke open the ball game with a quick 6-0 start to the fourth quarter after North cut a 17-point lead to 9 at the end of 3. South held the Cougars scorers Malik LaFoon and Tate Stewart to just 17 total points on 6 of 21 shooting, and the Panther bench outscored the Cougars 16-0 behind another solid effort from freshman Chance Coyle, who just missed the double himself with 9 points and 10 rebounds. We'll have ticket information later in the week. Can tell you the 2-game session ticket will be $10 at Barney Scott Gym. South beat Franklin Central 86-65 back in January. The Flashes, though, were not at full strength then. They are now, having won 3 in a row, beating New Palestine 68-60 for the Whiteland sectional title on Saturday night. Elsewhere, junior Meg Euler posted a new school record with a 9.65 to win the Columbus East sectional vault crown, and she has advanced to Friday's Columbus East regional along with teammate Kaylee Erton, who was a fifth-place finisher on vault. Columbus North won the title. South did not make it on as a team, winding up fourth. The Bloomington North finished ninth. Earlier in the week, both young ladies, Meg and Kaylee, were named to the Conference Indiana All-Conference team, finishing fourth and fifth in the all-around competition. South was second there to champion Columbus North, and Bloomington North finished fourth. Kicking off your sports week in the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6.
And Joe, the Indiana Hoosiers Big Ten basketball tournament bracket is set and raring to go. Obviously, you're going to be up that direction this weekend as well.
Well, yeah, there ought to be some recent familiarity with the Wildcats of Chris Collins as the Hoosiers bump into the Wildcats on Thursday night at 6:30. No, they're going to face a 2-3 zone, and after losing by 7 points in Evanston to start this little tailspin, back on the final week
25th?
Of February. Yeah, so
Wednesday.
So anyway, we'll see how things
6:30 Thursday night, ESPN2 has that. The winner gets Maryland on Friday night at 6:30.
Yeah.
So Indiana in the 2 part of the bracket, which I guess is good news. You dodge Wisconsin. Nobody wants to play them. They destroyed Ohio State last night.
Yeah.
Penn State hits a 3-pointer at the buzzer to beat Minnesota. That sealed Indiana's fate as playing
right.
Northwestern. And then Nebraska, Maryland played last night. Nebraska led late, but Maryland dug themselves out of it, and that's what set the bracket for Thursday, 6:30. That's better than a noon tip-off anywhere,
yep.
Joe, so
yep.
We like that. The Hoosiers are in action there. Indiana, disappointing loss to Michigan State on Saturday. It had nothing to do with Yogi's free throw, Joe. It had to do
nope.
with the fact that Indiana trailed. They didn't tie the game or lead the game in the last 14 minutes, and that's the fourth loss in a row where they have not led or been tied in the last 10 minutes, with the exception of Yogi's three against Purdue back on the, what is that, the 19th of February. Yogi hit the shot to make it 61-60, but all those other games, Indiana has not led or even tied the game in the final 10 minutes of the second half. And that's, you put a lot of pressure on those kids, and that's what happened. So the Hoosiers have a chance to impress the committee by winning some ball games. Beating Northwestern's not going to do that, in my opinion. You're going to have to beat Maryland. But I think Indiana might have enough already, Joe, to be in the tournament with 19-12.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. That's what the part of the suspense of March Madness is all about.
And winning can take care of all that suspense.
Yeah.
We don't need to be suspenseful. We can just hope for some victories on
all
of that.
You got that right.
Tickets for the regional later this week, correct?
Uh-huh.
All right, that sounds good. And then, boy, let's start thinking about Sports Talk on Tuesday.
Tuesday we'll have Behind the Scenes with Fred Glass. Also, Ron Helmer drops in. Sophie Gudermuth and Traytez Kinnaird will also be guests on Sports Talk. They get ready for the NCAA, so we'll get a little preview of the big indoor meet coming up a little bit later in this month.
That'll be a fast show with Traytez.
It sure will.
It will run right by us. Congratulations, Northern Iowa. They are Missouri Valley champions. Congratulations, Coastal Carolina. They are the Big South men's champions. And congratulations, North Florida. Remember, they beat the Boilermakers earlier in the year up at Mackey. They are the Atlantic Sun champions. What does that mean? That means they're dancing. One size fits all. Well, it doesn't matter. No one cares, just as long as they're in. So there you go. Your first three into the NCAA tournament. We'll see more of those happening on a daily basis.
Yep, yep.
Dustin Johnson wins the golf. He's 1.575 richer on that end. He holds off J.B. Holmes and Bubba Watson for the World Golf Championships there. Alex Chayka wins the golf in Puerto Rico. And Pacers had a good weekend. Colts are in free agency, so we'll keep an eye on all that as the week continues.
Kevin Harvick wins at
Las
Vegas.
You did. I mentioned that last time. I know you'd like that.
So beating Martin Truex Jr.
There you go. So good week for Smitty on the Oval.
Yes.
We'll get caught up at 8:45. We'll get caught up on everything IU Hoosiers and get you ready for Tuesday night as well.
All righty. Sounds good. Out at Bart Kaufman Field against Eastern Michigan, Hoosiers went 4-0 at the Snowbird Classic down in Port Charlotte, Florida this past weekend. Highlighted Sunday by former South Panther Jake Kelzer's one-hitter. Indiana belting Ball State 16-1 behind a 17-hit attack. Jake had his stuff big time, didn't allow the Cardinals a hit until the seventh. No runs, no walks, four strikeouts, and getting his first win of the year. Greg Didolo, along with Ricky Alfonso and Nick Ramos, each had two hits for Indiana, and third baseman Austin Cangelosi. He knocked in two, scored two, and hit a solo shot in the fifth inning. And former North Cougar Colby Stratton got to the plate, had his collegiate debut playing at second base, and had a bases-clearing triple in that rout of the Cardinals. By the way, at the tail end of the week, NCAA powerhouse Cal State Fullerton will make its debut in Bloomington, opening up the first weekend series for the baseball Hoosiers. Meanwhile, Michelle Gardner's softball Hoosiers split a pair Sunday, losing to Kennesaw State but beating Eastern Illinois 9-8. Indiana getting a walk-off two-run homer from Kelsey Dodson. Brianna Meyer also had a two-run shot in that ball game, and IU's women will be opening the home softball season at Andy Moore Field this weekend, hosting the Hoosier Classic. Elsewhere, Barry King's water polo queens have finished 2-1 in its Fluid 5 tournament at the Councilman Billingsley Aquatic Center, beating Michigan 9-8. Freshman Kelly Matthews had a big weekend, including eight goals, leading the 8-7 Hoosiers. Colleen McNaught had six goals on the weekend. Dwayne Goldman's outstanding redshirt senior 165-pounder. Taylor Walsh finished third at the Big Ten Championships over the weekend at Ohio State. Taylor now with his sights set on the NCAAs, having a fantastic year, 34-5 at that weight class. On the tennis beat, Lynn Loring's IU tennis women look to get back on the winning path as they have a match at Purdue on Friday. They're 9-3, having good success here in the early part of the spring, although they lost to Northwestern in a tough one, 4-3. Jeremy Wertzman's Hoosiers, the men also lost to Northwestern, and they, like the women, are having success under the first-year head coach, and 9-3 on the year. Well, plenty of hoops to talk about with March Madness getting closer. IU, the seventh seed, and the rematch with Northwestern Thursday at 6:30 at the United Center in Chicago. The Hoosiers of Coach Tom have dropped three in a row, including that heartbreaker to Michigan State on Saturday, and the game that started the slide, a seven-point loss to the Wildcats in Evanston. Well, the Hoosiers know that it's all about winning over the course of these next few days in Chicago. Wisconsin, Maryland, Michigan State, and Purdue earning the double byes. They have the top four seeds. They'll be out of action until Friday, and Indiana's hopeful to be playing on that particular night. They would play Maryland at 6:30 should they hurdle the Wildcats. Clint Wallman's Hoosier women golfers are out in Fairfax, California the first couple of days of this week. They're playing the Bay Area Intercollegiate. It's a 14-team field hosted by San Francisco and San Jose State. Coming up a little bit later tonight in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6. We're back at Yogi's at 6 tomorrow night for Sports Talk behind the scenes with Fred Glass and a little indoor track and field preview of the NCAAs with head coach Ron Helmer and speecher Trey Tez-Kinnaird and pole vaulter Sophie Gudermuth as we take a peek ahead to what the Hoosiers will be doing in the NCAAs a little bit later in the month.
Yep, and here we are in the middle of March, too, and let's not forget South. Great sectional win, Joe, 19 straight on Saturday night,
yep,
defeating city rival North. Give us the regional ticket information that we need, or the dates that we need to know moving forward for the Seymour Regional. Barney Scott.
Well, the tickets will be going on sale after JR attends a meeting tomorrow, so they'll be going on sale, I would say, Tuesday afternoon and the rest of the week at South, $10 for the two games. Bloomington South will be playing at 10 o'clock in the morning against Conference Indiana foe Franklin Central, who won the Whiteland Sectional. That game at 10, Choctaw at 9:30 in the morning on Saturday. New Albany, who's fifth-ranked in the state, will play most likely Evansville Wrights. They play Castle tonight in the snow-delayed Evansville North Sectional championship game.
So, funny that Evansville has a snow delay of all places.
Yeah,
the warmest part of the state.
Of all places.
Now, Evansville Wrights, is that the real good team, Joe?
Yeah, that's the former number one team.
That Southport beat the other weekend and scores 95 points a game or whatever it was.
They put up a lot of points, Evansville.
So you are in a loaded.
Oh, it's the top.
Loaded region.
It's the top-rated regional in the state in 4A.
Wow.
Yeah. So they play in game two, and the title game will be at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, 7:30 Choctaw.
Gives everybody a little time to recover there since you are playing two games in
one day.
They changed that for a while. They used to play Wednesday, Saturday?
No, they always played Friday, Saturday on the regional.
Okay, well, I thought they had it in the middle of the week at one point. When you went to class basketball and did everything else, I got lost and confused. You keep me on the track there. The Hoosiers, Joe.
Somebody has to.
That's right. Hoosiers limp into the Big Ten tournament, Joe. They need to find their shooting boots. They started to shoot it a little bit better in the second half against Michigan State on Saturday. But Northwestern, again, another quirky opponent. The last time the Hoosiers and Wildcats got together, Joe, was 40-40 at halftime. But at the under four timeout in Northwestern, in Evanston, the Hoosiers only had 8 second-half points as the zone defense stymied them. Indiana's got some tape to learn from.
Yeah, sure do. Quick familiarity with all went wrong that night in Evanston. So they'll have a couple of good days preparation and see what they can do.
And as everybody knows, the only way Northwestern will be playing in the NCAA tournament is if they win the Big Ten championship.
Correct.
So they have that in front of them. Dave and I will discuss Indiana's weekend and what's moving forward tonight in the zone. We'll also talk football free agency, the Colts, and everybody else in the NFL getting ready to open shop.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy week this week, isn't it?
It is. The Pacers have gotten their act together, starting to get a little bit healthier. They had a good weekend beating the Knicks twice, and we'll see what else is going on with that. Plus, you can't have enough college basketball to talk about. The
nope.
Big Ten tournament is set. Wisconsin number one, Maryland number two, Michigan State number three, and Purdue number four. If Indiana beats Northwestern, it's on to Maryland on Friday, and that's why you wanted a top four seed, Joe, to avoid all those big boys till later in the tournament.
Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy Kevin Harvick's win.
Yeah.
Nicely done there in Las Vegas. Dustin Johnson racks up his second World Golf Championship in his career. That's a pretty good run for him. T4, T2, miscut, win in his last four. And we've got it all wrapped up here on a Monday.
Yep, I think we do.